This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
September 11th, the legacy of that day, part of, I'm sure, what we will have conversation about through the course of the day. In the meantime, I'm Doug Steffen with Ken Kessler. Well, in the meantime, I wouldn't make any difference whether it's in the meantime or not. I'd still be Doug Steffen. He'd still be Ken Kessler. And we'd still be talking about the issues of the day for Thursday, September 11th, 2014, which almost certainly will involve what has happened in acknowledgement of what happened on September 11th, 2001, 13 years ago. And that's all I have to say. That's all I have to do with your mind and my mind. So how do we best pay attention to that? We'll figure it out during the course of the day. Hopefully you can stick around for a couple of hours. If you can't, let me see if I can bring you up to date on the latest with a couple of things in depth during this hour of the Good Day program, which you can respond to by dialing 888-302-DOUG, email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. The technology that we find ourselves surrounded with helps us in business, helps us with our personal lives, helps us sometimes enjoy ourselves. I must say, I don't know much about Minecraft. I did read with interest, Kenny, about Minecraft being something that children get distracted by. Parents are trying to get their children to stop playing Minecraft, apparently, and read Minecraft books instead. Guides to the video game have sold millions and millions of copies. More on the way. What is Minecraft? It's in the news for a number of reasons, including the fact that parents are trying to get their children away from it. But there's also some news about Microsoft buying Minecraft. What is it?
It's a computer game, and it's unlike World of Warcraft or something. You're not trying to you're not trying to kill everybody. You're building blocks and tearing down other blocks, but there isn't really a set goal. You're not trying to get to a certain point. You're just trying to survive. That's basically it. There are upgrades that have come up, but it is hugely popular, very addictive.
Is it worth $2 billion to buy?
Probably, because so many people play it, and it's not just kids.
Yeah. Microsoft is in advanced talks to acquire the maker of that game. $2 billion. The discussions are moving ahead. The move intended to ensure that one of the most popular games is available for Microsoft users and those who use their family of devices. That's a lot of dough for a game. Woo-wee. So there's that focus on what they're doing, and then there's what Apple has introduced this week. Into that we'll go with Greg Stebbins in a moment here on Good Day.
I'd say 10.
4, 5,
12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams is about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Summer Fest.
Cherry Wheat.
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Red Bull IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Take it responsibly.
Right now, during Guitar Center's store-wide savings event, every single new guitar, amp, bass, and keyboard is on sale. Save on exclusives from Gibson, Fender, Taylor, Martin, Yamaha, and Gord. Deals like 25% off an American-made Gibson Les Paul, now just $5.99. Take up to 15% off all studio monitors, keyboards, cajones, cymbals, and drumsticks. And with our unbeatable price guarantee, if you find a better deal even online, we'll beat it by 10% of the difference. Don't miss Guitar Center's store-wide savings event, now through Sunday.
Years ago, the family doctor was a fixture in communities across the country. He'd come into your home and personally treat whoever needed help. He was part of the family. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive, your local Health Mart pharmacist. While much of health care has become confusing and impersonal, you can drop by your neighborhood Health Mart pharmacy anytime, where your pharmacist will know you by name, not by refill number. That's the spirit of caring you can expect from each independently owned Health Mart pharmacy around the country. So even if a doctor won't be stopping by your house today, you can stop by your local Health Mart pharmacy to get the advice, encouragement, and expert guidance you deserve. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. Scared of going to the dentist? Did you know drinking BuzzBox Coffee can help you reduce your trips to the dentist and thus save you money? BuzzBox Coffee is complex and it contains naturally occurring compounds like caffeine. It also includes trigonelline, and recent studies have shown it helps defend your pearly whites as it has antibacterial and anti-adhesive properties. This means that trigonelline helps stop cavity-causing bacteria from sticking to your teeth. So now you have another great reason to get what's truly the best of the best coffee. That's USDA certified organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and it helps support my Eastleigh farm. Taste the difference and make a difference one cup at a time by getting delicious BuzzBox coffee. To experience your free pound, call today 866-456-7805 or just go to DougSteffen.com. Click on the BuzzBox orange box on any page at DougSteffen.com. Apple has gotten very friendly, and I thought if anybody in the world that I know would be excited about having a conversation about the Apple announcement, you would be the guy. So
yes,
let's welcome.
Because I was there watching the live stream.
Well, that's what I figured you were. I figured you were all over this. So we have Greg Stebbin with us, who is the editor, the tech editor for Men's Health. He's all over these sorts of things and wants to talk to us about the big day for Apple. So, Greg, you're on with John Cremins and Doug Steffen. How are you doing?
Good morning, and I just went and got some BuzzBox coffee, too.
Good for you. So we got two hits on this, Richie. Two hits.
There you go.
For the price of one. All right, let's talk about Apple and the new products. And does the gimmickry and does the hype go too far? Or is this really, and I'm going to let John really sort of wheel and deal with you here because he's much better at these things. I must admit to being somewhat sluggish when it comes to my attention factor on these things.
We'll wake
John,
you up. We have the perfect thing for your wrist.
All right. Well, yeah, I know. That's one of the things they introduced. All right, so John, take it away, will you?
Yeah, so when we looked at this, and you were probably watching like I was watching, we're all waiting. Well, I wasn't that waiting for the iPhone as much because I'd seen everything about it already. I think every blogger, anybody could actually do some kind of a sneak preview had already done it. So, I mean, okay, I saw it. They fleshed it out. It made me look at it.
Yeah.
But the thing I was looking at, I don't know if you were like me, was when they put out the Apple Watch.
Yes.
Were you shocked?
Here's the thing. Let's actually go back to the phone announcement because it's an important part of the watch story. Here's what I think Apple brilliantly understands, and not that others don't either, but I think they brilliantly executed on it. The phone doesn't matter anymore. It's just a bigger iPhone. There's how much more can we do with a phone to take your breath away and make you awe-inspired? Someday phones will create awe on us again, but not today. It's just a bigger phone. It's a little better. It's a little faster. This is a little better. Okay, great, fine. Let's move on. Now, we've been reading a lot of headlines in the last few months about tablet sales falling off and the huge success for companies like Samsung of bigger phones. Apple gets into bigger phones at their peril because maybe I'm going to buy a bigger iPhone, but I'm not going to buy an iPad. I just can't. If I'm Apple and I give a bigger phone, maybe I've just cannibalized one of my other products.
Yeah,
now let's get to the watch. The watch it neutralizes the whole issue with tablet sales dropping. First of all, I can have an Android tablet and an iPhone, or I can have an Apple iPad and an Android phone. I cannot have an Apple Watch and an Android phone. If you want the watch, you have to get the phone. And if you're going to get the watch and the phone, you're probably going to get the tablet. And if you have all those, you're probably going to get an Apple computer. And now they've completely locked you in. And again, the phone doesn't really matter. It's not going to do anything so dramatically new and different. But that watch left me speechless.
Yeah, my only problem with the watch, the fact that, you know, that they are limiting it to the iPhone 5 and its derivatives, and then the iPhone 6. So if you have an iPhone 4, you're forced to buy the other phone, right?
Well, you don't have to buy the watch. You don't have to buy the watch. I mean, let's be honest about this. Nobody needs any of this.
Yeah, you're
but
right.
When you see it, and you're either going to look at it and say, I'm not interested. I just talked to someone who said, I don't want a watch on my wrist. Well, then you're not interested in a watch. But no. If you're a technology user, you're either going to look at it and say, that really, once again, transforms my relationship with the digital world that's important to me, or you're going to say it's not that important to me. If it transforms your world, the cost of a new phone and the watch is trivial compared to the benefits.
You know, and I had already, you know, when I saw the watch, and then they brought everybody out, and they started demonstrating it, and I saw everything that it does. I got to buy it. I want it. I'm going to get it. I was tweeting about it. I was talking about it to my friends. And then when he got to the point where he said, it'll be available 2015. And I was like, oh, you know what? Santa Claus had already brought it. He was under my tree. I was already ready to unwrap that thing. And put
I
that
agree
on my wrist.
With you. What's up with that?
And I'll, well, you and saw I'll the tell stock you, price, I, right? Did you saw the stock price?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The stock price was going up, and it was going up big after their announcement, right? And then all of a sudden, boom, dropped all the way down to the bottom.
Well, how could you not have this in stores for Christmas?
Greg and John, let me ask you this. What does this thing do that the Android watch doesn't? Is it any different or any better than the Android? Because they came out with a watch a year ago.
Well, there's been lots of Android. There are lots of Android watches now. In fact, I just tweeted about this. If you go back now and look at the watches that were just released and compare them to the iWatch, it's like comparing a tricycle to a Maserati.
Really?
But I'm a huge believer in the smartwatch. I think it's a wonderful thing, and I think other companies have done really great attempts. I'm also lumping Google Glass in here, by the way. When you look at these other wearables, all of a sudden they look like, oh, somebody kind of made a Frankenstein device out of what we already have. That's not what the iWatch is. The iWatch is something as completely different, even more dramatically different, I would say, than the iPhone was to the phones that preceded it. If you compared the BlackBerry, which is what we all had the day before the iPhone, and then the iPhone, it left me speechless. And
yeah,
this device, this iWatch, if you would talk to me while I was watching the Apple video that they made about it, I couldn't have formed an English sentence. I was staggered by the beauty of it.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous, gorgeous timepiece. And the fact that it actually came out with different styles and different looks immediately. It's not just like one or two. Well, with the Samsung watch, that came out with, what, two looks, right? This one comes out with every look you can possibly imagine.
Between the screen look and the band.
Yep.
And the, I actually have been writing and talking about this a lot. I couldn't, in my mind, make sense of a watch for Apple for this reason. When you walk in an Apple store, and by the way, I'm not an Apple fanboy. I don't really like the iPhone. I use a Mac. I'm not a big iPhone fan. I'm not an iPad tablet user. So for me to say that it left me speechless, this is not another Apple fanboy. I'm looking at this very objectively. But when you walk in the Apple store, unlike shopping for a Dell or a Samsung product, they don't make a gazillion different products. They make one or two and do it exceptionally well. And when you talk about a watch, it's an accessory. Accessories mean they have to be personalized. How was Apple going to do that? Boy, did they do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's an
agreement. I sat in my studio and just watched it on the screen. I was amazed the whole time.
You guys need to get a life.
Wait a minute. need to get some Buzzbox coffee. Yeah.
That's what you need. Buzzbox coffee. Oh, that's exactly what you need.
Yeah.
By the way, did you get an email from my purchase just right now?
No, I don't get it until the end of the month.
I just did it.
Good for you. Congratulations.
I got my receipt right here.
All right, Greg, get on the horn. Good to have you here. Greg Stebbin, tech editor for Men's Health Magazine.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I'm looking at a review from one person writing about the album, full of hope, the stories of their losses and fears. The lyrics are openly autobiographical. Kenny, would you agree with that? You've listened to some of this in more depth than we have.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't know all those stories behind the stories kind of thing, but what I've read about it in the interviews I've seen with Bono, like this song is about as they were starting out and heard the music of the Ramones on the radio, and it kind of gave them direction.
Yeah. Well, the story of the influences that you've suggested, the Ramones and some others, part of the highlight here. Songs of Innocence, downloaded free until the 13th of next month by anybody who has an iTunes store account.
Right.
So that's 500 million people around the world.
And here's the thing, though. It's a little bit, I don't know, Ken, did you have any problem finding this in your iTunes account?
I didn't actually go looking for it. When I logged into iTunes, it was right on the front page, so I just clicked on it.
Uh-huh. So for me to find, I did it on my phone, and I had to go into my iTunes store, then I had to go into my purchased songs, then I had to go into this. So it took me a few minutes to manipulate and find it. But, I mean, it's right there on your iTunes. If you want it, go get it. It's
all
free.
Right. So how many people think this sounds like a typical, one of the other critics that I'm reading here says it pretty much is the same old from U2.
You know,
I don't find that a negative because I kind of like most of what U2, the pop hits from U2. Anyway, Richie, just compare.
Well, here's so this goes into the Wayback Machine for you, too.
Yeah.
For me, okay, growing up with you two in my late teens up to my late 40s, you two for me was Led Zeppelin in that they reinvented themselves so many times that you always had something
new,
different and new, but still very cool. And then they got into this phase in the early 90s with Zooropa where they kind of went into this kind of disco, techno, dance trial period, and then they realized that was a disaster. And it seems to me ever since then that they've kind of been on this this level field where we're going to keep it safe. With the exception of How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb, which rocked. I mean, that album rocked. The stuff that this does sound the same. And that's not that it's not good. It's just,
wow.
It sounds like
what
it sounds like you two from 1995 until now.
All right. Is this gonna register on a classic hits or a YouTube sort of maybe a, I don't know what we call it, the MOR of the old days, but the soft rock stations? Is this going to be appealing to the adults, or is this going to appeal to the new round of people who are going to go and download
it? A little bit of both. It'll get a little bit of new, and it'll definitely get on the AOR stations.
Yeah.
But it's not groundbreaking new enough, different enough to really shake anything out of his boots.
Check out the story at DougStephan.com. Speaking of shaking people out of their boots, go to DougStephan.com and purchase official Good Day merchandise, the Good Day Goodies box. You can see that with the mug, a lot of keychains and that sort of thing. You want to keep up with the fans of Good Day, go to DougStephan.com.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a dance and head to Staples. Here's a mom and daughter. Why are you guys dancing?
I just got glue for 39 cents. So cool. A razor for 25 cents. Way. A mechanical pencil for a buck. I got a muppa about it. My friends will be so jelly. Hashtag really cool.
Let me translate. She got glue for 39 cents, erasers for 25 cents, and mechanical pencils for $1. She must tell her friends on social media.
OMG. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Offers now while supplies last. Limits apply. See store staples.com for details.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the CHEC, certified to operate by SHED. In New York, DeVry University operates the DeVry College of New York.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. How are you doing? Well, I hope. Yes, I hope. That's the idea. Who wants to have people who are listening, Kenny, that aren't feeling well? Even if there are things around that will bug you, bother you, hurt you, you'll feel bad about, maybe intellectually, physically, mentally, emotionally. Let's put all of this together here for another in-depth session. As you follow in here, email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. I'm wondering what people now are saying and feeling about the Ebola circumstances that each day seem to get more dire. The medical situation, not in the Middle East necessarily, that's somebody I've speculated on the air a couple of times, that these characters from ISIS, and I'm saying that obviously not with a thrill, these beings, I could see someone taking the effort to try to convince some young person that in the spirit of saving the planet for Allah, you could go down to Nigeria or Sierra Leone or Liberia and kiss somebody who's got Ebola, get it, and then come back and kiss as many people as you could to spread the virus. So, having said that, the story of the air marshal, remember him? Federal air marshal who was stabbed with a syringe at the airport in Nigeria. Back at work today, after officials determined the needle didn't appear to contain Ebola or anything else that was dangerous. TSA brass announced that in a letter to employees yesterday. So I guess I'm wondering, as I do often, people who have questioning minds, what is a federal air marshal doing at an airport in Nigeria? Was he traveling with the rest of the story? You know, we have these air marshals that are supposed to be flying on planes to and from the United States and around the United States, and we're not supposed to know who they are. So is that the rest of the story here, Kenny? Is this fellow someone who was, and how would anybody have known that he was a federal air marshal?
I don't think anybody knew who he was. They may have been able to tell he was American.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's
obvious.
All it takes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
that's sometimes not difficult to figure out. Yeah, there are lots of stories. I remember a few stories in my own history where I went to places where not many Americans go and you really stick out. There's no question about that, especially if you have plaid pants on. That's a good way. I don't know that air marshals are wearing plaid pants. So what are people who are listening to us thinking and saying out loud about Ebola, or not out loud, but for us to say out loud when we read their words?
Cliff says they need to keep that stuff in Africa. If you're stupid enough to fly there and you get it, you need to stay there.
Really? That's tolerant of him, isn't it? Huh?
That's pretty enlightened.
All right, let's keep moving. Well, we can.
Casey says, remember, if the right wing starts screaming about Ebola, remind them that Congress slashed funding that the president requested to fight Ebola.
Hmm. I think I'll leave that one alone. For now, anyway. And plenty of other things later in the day to talk about with regard to the president. Keep them moving. What else?
One more. Jay says, I wonder why there hasn't been a travel ban put in place to contain this outbreak.
Well, there sort of is a travel ban. It's an informal travel. I wonder if he's thinking about just Americans going over there. Is that the implication? Why wouldn't we keep Americans? We don't do that. This is a free country. Once in a while. We tell people when there are sanctions against countries, but I don't even remember ever hearing anybody told, don't go to Iraq. It wasn't very, don't go to Afghanistan. We hear people, don't go to Iran, and yet people still go to Iran. The two students who were stupid enough to go to Iraq first, then go over the border into Iran, get caught and say, oh, please let us go. Hopefully we didn't mean to come here. Hey, it's pretty moronic. All right, so there's that. I just was trying to figure out more about this fellow, the air marshal. There were those who thought that this was a dry run, sort of a test run of law enforcement reaction. The attacker escaped, but the syringe remained stuck in his arm and came back here to our country for testing. The TSA said that the air marshal's back on the job. Whoopee, quote, Mr. Pistoli, who runs the TSA, my mother said, don't say anything good. I mean, if you don't have anything good to say, how easily, there's nothing good to say about this guy. So I just keep moving. Even more important is the preliminary test results show no Ebola or other threat agents didn't have anything to worry about. Pistoli said, while the motive for this attack is unknown, we're working with the FBI as it continues an investigation. The incident reminds us that our mission to protect the American people carries inherent dangers. Really? Several air marshals who have worked flights since the Nigerian attack expressed outrage at what they said was a lack of intelligence sharing. Oh, really? There's something new. Huh? The CIA didn't tell the TSA what's going on?
Shocking.
I'm absolutely astonished to hear that. Our government has run so well. Good heavens. Communication about the incident sent from State Department and FBI officials began immediately after the September 7th attack. After the attack. Many air marshals did not learn of the ordeal until the next night. And that was because the story was broken in the news media. It wasn't because they got any information from. But yeah. All right. So there's that. And then there's the Joan Rivers story, which continues, actually. The official cause of death, not clear. Medical examiner performing an autopsy. Sources say it was an unplanned biopsy of her throat, of her vocal cords, that caused her to stop breathing. In today's New York Daily News, there's a report that Joan Rivers initially went to this company, the Yorkville Endoscopy, it's on the Upper East Side, for what her friends described as a diagnostic procedure to see why her voice was so raspy. During the procedure, the doctor noticed something, asked if he could perform a biopsy on the vocal cords, at which time it's believed she suffered vocal cord contraction, which stopped her breathing. The source adds that Joan Rivers had only agreed to the endoscopy, not to a biopsy. Wow, 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 wow. Lawsuit City.
Yeah, no kidding.
Lord God. The medical position on this is that this was a huge no-no. Yorkville should not have allowed the doctor to perform the procedure without patient consent. And a biopsy should only have been done in a hospital, not in an outpatient setting. If she had been in a hospital, she might have been okay. Ooh-wee. This company just opened last year under investigation by the health department. And, of course, there's no comment in the Daily News. Good night to that outfit. Oh, my God. Can you imagine? What? Just imagine the people maybe who have been in that facility. All right, well, anyway, doesn't bring Joan Rivers back, but, man, with lawyers the way they are, good night. Good night to that outfit. Dr. Ron Hoffman, one of the four regular doctors who's here on the Good Day program, Dr. Jack Stockwell, Ken Kronhaus, and Bruce, that's right, Bruce Shanahoff, all part of the program. Dr. Ron talks about Ebola and Joan Rivers next here on Good Day.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams brews about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Cherry Wheat.
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
He's go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Get responsibly.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care, with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent, or nurturing a sick child, or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your Health Mart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because Health Marts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community. and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At Health Mart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a dance and head to Staples. Here's a mom and daughter. Why are you guys dancing?
I just got glue for 39 cents. So cool. Erasers for 25 cents. Way. And mechanical pencils for a buck. I got a Muppa about it. My friends will be so jelly. Hashtag really cool.
Let me translate. She got glue for 39 cents, erasers for 25 cents, and mechanical pencils for $1. She must tell her friends on social media.
OMG. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Offers available while supplies last. Limits apply. See storestaples.com for details.
Dr. Ron Hoffman is with us on the Good Day program. Joins us every week. He has a great website, drhoffman.com. Check that out because he has a newsletter you can sign up for called Intelligent Medicine. And in the Intelligent Medicine overview this week, you have a story about your calcium, all of our calcium score, and how it can tell whether or not we're going to have heart disease or not. How does that work?
Well, first of all, good morning, Greg. The calcium score is...
I'm not saying good morning to you because you denigrated my singing.
Okay, don't hold it against me.
We won't.
Go ahead.
So, a calcium score is it's a way of non-invasively predicting whether you're going to get cardiovascular disease. Now, these days we depend on cholesterol and then maybe an HDL determination to see if you have good, bad cholesterol and so on. But all that doesn't have that much to do with whether you're actually going to get blockage in your arteries. And we can now look inside the arteries, measure calcium, come up with a number. If it's very low, low risk. If it's very high, high risk. And that's we talk about that in our newsletter at drhoffman.com.
So is that done by an ultrasound? How would one...
No, it's done in very much the same way that women get a bone density. You know, yeah. It's a low radiation kind of scan. Mm-hmm. And it's easily available. Some insurances cover it, but it's not expensive. It's maybe $300-$400.
What lessons do New Yorkers, Americans, people around the world learn from the Joan Rivers experience?
Well, you know, I've been wondering for a really long time what actually happened. What procedure was she undergoing? Was it really necessary for her to be put at risk? And now it turns out, this just in, is that she was having her vocal cords examined, but it was decided they saw something, and they decided to either laser it or use ultrasound sound waves to burn it off, yeah, to correct some kind of, you know, she was sounding a little scratchy, a little maybe mm-hmm. older. She was going to get sort of a voice lift, you know, to sound more rejuvenated. And it's controversial as to, you definitely can look down the throat without anesthesia, but when you do surgery on the vocal cords, it's actually controversial as to whether you should be under full sedation with a tube down your throat that breathes for you. Some doctors think it's okay to do a little surgery, but the scenario that they describe is that when they examined her was fine, but when they actually took a little piece out of her vocal cords closed, they spasmed, she had a respiratory arrest, she couldn't breathe, and because they didn't have a tube down her throat, they couldn't resuscitate her fast enough, and that may be the cause of the problem.
Did she have a bad heart, too?
And that's another thing. You know, we don't know that. She was 81. She was very spry. She may have had an underlying heart condition, which made it more likely that she was at risk. I mean, this argues for, you know, maybe a little more screening, maybe a little more caution in older individuals. Maybe some of these procedures should be done in a hospital as opposed to an outpatient facility where, admittedly, the backup is great there, but it's still not the same as being in a major hospital.
Do you have the same feelings about Ebola and the problem it presents now as you did a month ago?
I still do. And, you know, Doug, I was saying that this, I do think this is a big problem, but it's a local problem. It's an African problem. And because of the healthcare system and because of sanitation and just the whole environment there, it can spread. And it looks like it may spread to as many as 13 or 15 countries right across the belt of Africa from east to west in the center of Africa.
Right,
not
along
so much the north
equator
and south. Yeah, right along the equator.
Yeah.
And, however, I don't see it spreading in a major way to the west. And also because of its virulence, the very fact that it kills many of its victims, it's going to burn itself out. It's just something that it's not a very successful bug in that sense.
It's not a population control item.
Well, maybe locally, unfortunately, for Africa, but Africa has been ravaged by epidemics since virtually the dawn of time.
Because they just don't know, they're ignorant about this sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like middle-aged Europe, the conditions in Africa currently.
Yeah, right, the plague. Okay, quickly, you write about in the Hoffman Intelligent Medicine Newsletter, pomegranate, and a drug that's being made from pomegranate that may help to stem Alzheimer's. This sounds like in Parkinson's stuff. Everybody's looking for this, right?
Well, absolutely. I think that the pomegranate has anti-aging effects. It protects the brain, protects the heart, and we need to do, obviously, a lot more research.
So when we go to the store and buy those chocolate-covered pomegranates, it's going to do us a world of good.
Yeah, the chocolate, too. Absolutely. Cocoa is beneficial.
Yes, okay. Everybody, right to the store right now. Dr. Ron says it's a good idea. Chocolate-covered pomegranates. Dr. Ron Hoffman, sign up for Intelligent Medicine Newsletter at drhoffman.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The truth is, I can always find games, though. Easy games, tough games, straight games, crooked games, home games. I can turn this truck onto the Jersey Turnpike and be at the Taj in 2 hours.
Even the best years are a waste of time, but baby, I'm fixed on now.
Amarillo Slim, the greatest proposition gambler of all time, held to his father's maxim. You can shear a sheep many times, but skin him only once.
That's Matt Damon.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Huh.
I can remember you got a piece of paper in front of you.
It has not doesn't have Matt Dillon's name on it.
Matt Damon.
Damon's name on it.
It's Rounders, right? Is the movie today?
Yeah. Where does it say Matt Damon on that piece of paper?
Oh, really? No, that's Matt Damon.
Okay.
This is Matt Damon.
Listen, here's the thing. If you can't spot the sucker in your first half hour at the table, then you are the sucker.
Maybe I'm a big star now, Counting Crows from the movie Rounders, number one movie this week. In 1998, when you pointed out it was Matt Damon's voice, I recognized it. I kind of did. Anyway, I was trying to put a name. I'm usually pretty good at reminding or sort of remembering.
You would not have seen this movie.
No, I wouldn't.
It would have had zero interest to you.
Yeah, right. All right, so let's move on.
It was a good flick.
Our movie maven, Denzel Washington, wants to be James Bond. Daniel Craig maybe needs to be watching in his rear view under the circumstances. Would, by the way, that movie, I think, Chuck of the Equalizer, does it come out this week? Is that this week, next week? Where's that movie at?
It comes out the 22nd or 23rd, whatever that Friday is that weekend.
So now, one wonders...
Another 2 weeks.
Okay. One wonders whether this is a made-up story. He didn't say, I'd like to be James Bond. Some reporter said to him, hey, would you like to be the next actor in line to play James Bond? And he said, yeah, that's good.
Who's doing it? He suggested that everybody go to Twitter and demand that he be the next James Bond.
All right, so then the poll yesterday at DougStephan.com has some merit. We asked whether Daniel Craig ought to continue as James Bond or would you rather see Denzel Washington. 50% of you said Daniel Craig. 15% of you said Denzel Washington. 20% of you said like to see one of the previous James Bond. My favorites are Sean Connery, who's not going to do it, but Pierce Brosnan, I thought, did a very credible job, and 15% of you said somebody else. So what do you make of that?
I think every actor who's played James Bond has brought something interesting to the table. I mean, I grew up on Roger Moore, so I'm partial. I like Roger Moore as Bond, but I think they've all been credible. Denzel Washington, if you said to me Denzel Washington 10 or 15 years ago is James Bond, I would have said that would have been pretty cool.
Right.
I just think by the time he would sign the contract and the film would start production, you're talking about a Denzel Washington 60 years old. So that would be the oldest actor ever to play Bond. I think Roger Moore in Live and Let Die was 56 or 57, something like that.
Well, and especially now that they've gone to a younger Bond. So, I mean, now they can't go back to an even older,
Well, they could.
Let me just point out, this was announced today that Denzel Washington and his Equalizer director, Anton Fuqua, will team up to remake the Magnificent Seven. That's been in the pipeline for some time. So that is a film he's going to do. He's one of the best, there's no doubt.
Is Denzel Washington the best actor we have right now?
He's not going to be James Bond.
Is he the best actor we have right now?
He's in the top five.
Yeah.
All right, let's get Chuckers movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
Doug Stephan's Good Day. Rich McFadden.
We have Barbara Michalski down here.
She's not Irish.
She's a Polish woman.
Take a look at her. She's 5 foot tall and 5 foot wide.
You said she's Polish. Take a look at her. She's 5 foot tall.
Wow. She's 4'11".
Marville didn't die. These guys killed it.
Hi, Chuck. What do you have in the news bag?
Quickly, with 21 and 22 Jump Street being big box office hits, no surprise, Sony Pictures prepping a 23 Jump Street, which Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill will return. According to reports, Tom Cruise and producer Jerry Bruckheimer have hired a new screenwriter to come up with a new screenplay for a Top Gun 2. Cruise goes into production on Mission Impossible 5 pretty shortly, and Orlando Bloom reportedly might return for a fifth Pirates of the Caribbean film. He took a pass on part four. I guess he needs to pay the mortgage. Johnny Depp, once again, will saw. But I don't see anybody clamoring for another Pirates of the Caribbean film except for Disney.
Mel Brooks was on the Hollywood Walk of Fame and put his fingerprints in the cement outside the Chinese theater.
Yeah, did
story
you see
at DougStephan.com.
He has six fingers on one hand.
It's hysterical. Yeah, that's why this
he's
is worth
so funny.
Some time. 88 years old, the guy is, and he's always got this side. He's got a laugh.
Funniest guy ever.
I'm going to a luncheon he'll be at on Friday in honor of Carl Reiner. That should be
Hug him for me.
I will do that, Richie. Chuck Curry will hug you, too. Thanks for being on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Free Radical contains bucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Free Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.